Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to ThickCast. I'm your host, Molly, and today this is a bit different actually because we've got three of us on the podcast. I've not done this years, I don't think. No, I normally just do one-on-one.
I must have gone right back into your episodes then.
Yeah, I did one with Andy and Kirkham, and Andy nearly
Yeah,
died.
that was it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was, oh, that must have been like 2021.
Wow.
Two, yeah. Yeah, that was a while back. But I've got two lovely ladies with me today, Keely and Shang. Do you want to introduce yourselves if we go Keely first?
Hi, everyone. Keely, what do I say about myself? Just
Well, what do you, obviously we're both in
not famous. I'd love to be.
the okay, right. If you were going to be famous, what would you be famous for? That's a question. That's
on.
ideally.
I would love to be a full-time YouTuber.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, see that for you.
I'd love to vlog my life, be like, hi guys, I'm just going here today. Like,
Just getting some crumble cookies. I know
yeah.
you love
Yeah.
that. You're like, you look crazy in a good way. And I love that. I think that would be great. Because I think too many people are on Instagram with their like, just, they're like, hi, yeah. Hi, welcome to my YouTube. This is me with my Dior bag. It's fake and from Turkey, but you know. Like, you see these girls, and I'm like, I went to Morocco. Do you know how many fakes I saw? And I was like, yeah, you're all fucking buying this shit. You're rich. Shut up.
Definitely. Yeah,
Nice.
I definitely want to do that, I think.
Do it. Just start a YouTube.
I know. It's just with my proper job, like I say, like proper job, I just can't put enough time into it.
Yeah, it's hard to be fair. That's why I don't do much YouTube. I put the podcast on there now. But I don't really. It is digital.
Editing, I think you have to know quite like a lot and
I'm completely computer illiterate. I'm not doing that.
oh, really? You don't seem computer illiterate.
I'm not great. Like, when I paid a videographer, he done them. They looked beautiful. They got loads of views. I was like, this is amazing. But I couldn't obviously afford to pay for him like every week. Then I was just like, I'll just do some myself. And then they'd get like five views. They'd be awful.
It's
Oh.
hard though, isn't it? Because you have to have like a niche, like although I just watch random people.
Yeah, do you know what I think it is? It's like my editing was really poor, and like there's ways that you, the last few I did actually were a bit better, but there's ways when you upload it, you have to like put certain things in the description and like tags, and
Yeah.
it's like it's a bit that's a bit much for me, to be honest. So yeah, probably if I do more YouTube, I'm just probably going to pay someone, if I'm honest. So,
I didn't even know you could pay someone to do that. That's pretty cool.
I mean, they're not cheap, but you can pay someone.
So yeah, that's me. Hi, everyone. On to Shang.
On to Shang. So I'm Shang. I'm 35. I've got two lovely little boys, and I have a corporate job, so I work in Canary Wharf. That's my like 9 to 5, and then afterwards, or before work even, I am obsessed with the gym. I love bodybuilding. I've obviously done fit model, hence why I run here. And I've just started a new chocolate business, which we can touch on in a bit. But that's me. I am wearing a grey t-shirt. I know it looks a bit turquoisey, but it's grey. It's not a weird colour. I don't have weird fashion sense. But so clearly I'm computer illiterate as well, because I don't even know how to use a webcam. So that's me.
I'm just gonna go. She just wiped
Why?
the floor with me.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. You
Yeah.
have so much more that you just haven't said. So I'm sure over the course of this podcast we'll find more of that for
It's
you. So,
fine. The
you know.
moment's passed.
I've probably peaked too soon, because now it's like I've got all these things. What more can I say? So, anyway.
What, like normal jobs. Like, you don't work in the fitness industry, do you?
No.
It's very much like bodybuilding is working it around your job. So obviously you work in Canary Wharf, like that must be pretty full on, isn't it?
It can be. So it has its moments. I'm definitely in one of those moments at the moment where it is just so full on. There's just deadline after deadline, working until 10 p.m., 11 p.m. It's just been manic.
Yeah.
But I think it's just, like you said, you just have to fit it around your schedule. Like, I can't use the fact that I've got this job as an excuse not to exercise. So my routine is I wake up at around 4, 4:30, and I just get my workout done in the morning because, number one, I know it's guaranteed, it's done, it's out of the way. Number two, it just sets me up in a good, like, I just feel good after doing the workout. You know, you get that adrenaline rush, you feel kind of like you've done something good, you've got your workout, you've done your steps even before people have woken up, and that kind of gives you a sense of like, yay, I've done something that's pretty cool. And then the rest, like steps, I just try and take breaks in between meetings. I try and walk when I can, but yeah, it is tough. Like, I'd love, well, I don't know. I always look at people who work in gyms and I think I'd love to have your job because you are in the gym. That is your job. You can do steps. You can kind of quickly hop on a machine or something. But then I don't know in reality whether that is the case or not. But for me, it just, yeah, I don't know. This job is, you just make it work. And I think you always think the grass is greener on the other side, and it probably isn't. So yeah, maybe I'll
There's
just.
been times where I've been like, I'd be easier to not have a 9 to 5
Yeah.
because it's like you've got that routine, that structure. Whereas, like, because people say to me, like, oh, like I get up in the morning and I train, or I get up in the morning, do faster cardio. Like, with my job, I can't necessarily do that. So, I could, like, on a Tuesday and a Thursday when I don't really have check ins. So obviously, like, when the girls are close to show, they're checking in every day. But if it's like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, when I do my check ins, I would have to wake up like so early to be out the house to go and do my cardio before the girls wake up to do their check-ins. And I just think I'd be waking up at like really early in the morning. Not like, I'm not like a really early morning girl. I'm like a 6 a.m., which I feel is fine. But I'm not like, I would have to do like probably like 3, 4, and I'm not doing that, if I'm honest. But then I train in the day, which does have its like perks because it's normally quite quiet in the gym.
Yeah, they are.
I think there's pros and cons to both, really.
Yeah, no, definitely. I just try and avoid after work at all costs. Like, when you go to a gym at like 5, 6 o'clock, it's just heaving and you can't get on any equipment. There's often like the kids from school. You know, you get those like groups of kids who come in like groups of 10. Well, I go to a, well, can I say the gym that I go to?
Yeah.
I go to a pure gym. So it's like, it's nothing fancy. And obviously, anyone can afford it. And you literally get groups of like 10 teenage boys just hogging machines, taking like, and it's just so frustrating. So that's why I'd rather get it done in the morning. If I can, or if I had a job where it would allow me to go during the day like you, I'd definitely do that because
Yeah.
quieter times are better. But yeah.
I think so. I do think though, pure gyms, you do just get, you get like annoying kids. And like weird men.
I left the Crayford one.
Well, yeah, because I messaged we. That's how we started talking. You're like, oh, wait. And I was like, yeah, I'm at Crayford. And you were like, yeah, I train at Pure Gym. I was like, why the fuck are you training at Pure Gym? I was like, you got like a. You're telling me you want to do bodybuilding. There's a bodybuilding gym opposite Pure Gym, and you're like, yeah, I'm training at Pure Gym.
Yeah, I don't know what was. I didn't even know it was there, Molly. Like, I wasn't around that sort of thing, was I? And then I was like, oh, there's one there. What?
Messaging me changed your life.
Yeah, it did.
That happened.
I'll give you that.
I changed your life. That's fine.
Yeah.
And then obviously both of you, so kind of the main subject of this podcast is going to be fit model. So I obviously did one with Olga back along when it was first kind of announced. But obviously you both competed in it. I got to see you both compete in it in the Norwich show in, was it beginning of June?
17th of May.
Oh Christ, I don't even know what's going on. 17th of
Yeah, it was,
May.
wasn't it? Yeah.
17th. I remember that. I had a figure girl doing it. It was a funny
She
old
was
track, wasn't it?
incredible. She was.
Yeah, and do you know what? I really like, she is so good, and it was like so frustrating that there was just no other figure girls. I was just like,
It was a really quiet show. Like I
yeah.
felt like it was pro I thought there would be at least more than there was on ours. I
Yeah.
think Bikini, obviously, that was the busiest. Even Wellness was quite busy, actually.
I didn't see any of the wellness because Stella was on like after wellness, so obviously we were like just backstage sorting her bikini out, whatever else.
Yeah.
Then I stayed because I wanted to watch the bikini and the fit model. Because I'd not seen a fit model, and like I think you see it online, and then it's hard sometimes because you're like, okay, I think this is what they want, but then you don't know what you're comparing it to. Do you know what I mean? You just see someone and like the amount of shows that you've seen, and they're like, this person's won, and you're like, oh, is that what they're going for? But actually, it's because they're the only one in the class. Like, I just don't think you can take posts on Instagram as
No.
much. And when you see it in person, and you're like, okay, this, like, for example, like, I was looking at it and being like, okay, this girl and this girl, similar muscle, but she's leaner, she's not as lean. Like, what are they going to go for? Are they gone for her? You know, so it's kind of, that's kind of what I was looking at it, because I've got girls doing fit model later on in the year, and I wanted to know. Yeah, just want to know, don't you, what they're looking for?
Yeah.
But so this was obviously your first time competing. Do you want to go into kind of what made you want to compete, and then what made you kind of go down fit model route?
Sorry, my dog. Shall I go? Yeah.
Go.
Wasn't planning on doing fit model. I was gonna do bikini PCA. I booked in for like maybe four shows, and my first show was gonna be the end of June. And then obviously when the fit model like started to come out, our coaches were like, "We think you'd suit that. There's a show in 2 weeks," type thing. So I was like, "Okay," completely different posing. Obviously not like hard different,
Yeah.
but. At the start, I was like, oh, because I had my heart set on bikini. But then now I look back, I think I'm not as good as them girls. Like I haven't got half as much muscle as them girls. So it's probably I know they did it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
I only wanted to compete last November. Before, I was just in love with Peloton.
Yeah.
A cardio bunny.
A bit on top on.
Yeah, I did change. I've got my Lulu on now. I did have a Peloton top on.
You think like they'll just take the piss out of me again?
Yeah. What did you say to me the other day back in the gym, wasn't it?
You look like, I think it was like you look like a mum on a run,
I was in my vest top, wasn't I?
yeah, you was in your vest top and you're like Peloton leggings, but I think they were like three quarter leggings and then like a vest top, and you just reminded me of like a mum that runs but like with the push chair, like that.
Yeah, I don't, FYI, everyone, I don't wear
Path.
that outfit anymore.
That's just kind of, I don't know, that's what you're giving off to me.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got into it only like November last year. But now I'm like full hot. I'm in love with it. I didn't train at a gym pr since pre-COVID.
Yeah.
See, starting this, I went back to the gym, but everything else was at home before that. And now I don't know what I'd do without the gym. And especially, it's so much better now I'm at Crayford. Like, having a good gym, I think, is everything, especially in this. So, yeah.
So you didn't do PCO then in the end.
No.
You just decide, no, I'm just going to focus on this fit model thing then.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough. Because I know to begin with, you're like, I'm going to do fit model, but I'm still going to do PCA as well.
Yeah, no.
That's fair enough. And then
I don't
obviously.
think I would have leaned out enough to be like, I wouldn't have done well, and it probably would have been a waste of like, and mentally
Yeah.
thinking it, I would have messed up in my head. Yeah. Do you know
No.
what I mean? Like going on there and not knowing that I wasn't, because I don't think I, because it would have been 2 weeks from my first show to then, or not 2 weeks, but obviously because we went to Alicante, it would then have been like 3 weeks. So to get stage lean for a PCA show from a fit model, I don't think I would have been able to do it.
Right. And you did pretty well your first show, didn't you?
Yes.
Pretty well. You got the overall fit model title, Keely. You smashed it. You did amazing. So, yeah. No, you did really well. And that was really cool to like see, because I knew you were not expecting it at all.
No, God, I was in absolute shock. But then went to Alicante and come last, so felt the high of a win and the lesson of a loss. That's what I say.
Yeah, I think it's like I said to you when you went there, I was like, Alicante is arguably one of the hardest pro qualifiers. That especially that Alicante, because it's there's three pro cards they give out. So there's so many people that go for it.
Yeah,
And
it was
obviously,
busy, very busy.
yeah, they're really, really busy. And they're good shows, Alicante, as well. But yeah, well, maybe we'll come back on to Alicante in a minute. Shang, do you wanna, how do you get into competing and stuff?
Yeah, so I joined my coach, well, our coach, back in June last year. And the initial, well, initially I just joined for like lifestyle, I guess. Like I just joined to, obviously, like I said, I've had two kids. And so I'd kind of let myself go a bit, had a bit of a mum tum and all this stuff. So I just wanted to kind of just change my appearance a bit. And then the more I spoke to the guys, the more I kind of learned about the bodybuilding world. And it just sounded like something that, like, I don't know, it was not a tick box, but it was just sounded like something to aim towards, something that, you know, you could just prove to yourself that you can do something. And I'm one of those people that when I have my heart set on something, I will just put 100% into it and just give and give and give. So this was something that I thought, okay, let's just try it. Let's see how I get on. If I do well, I do well. If I don't, I don't. So I first competed back in October last year, and that was before Fit Model had come about. So I did all the novice and first timer bikini competitions. And obviously, yeah, sorry.
Who do you compete with them?
Sorry, what was that?
What shows did you do then?
Oh, so back then I did a PCA, I did a FitX and a Two Bros, and then the FitX finals. So I did four. So I basically did three feds and then FitX finals after that.
How
And like, yeah. Sorry, I completely lost you.
did you get on in bikini?
So in bikini, I did quite well. I got how many? What's I get? I got one, no, sorry, two first places. So I placed first twice, 2 seconds, and I think one third and one fourth. So for my first season, that was quite good, to be honest. But I think I had an advantage because obviously I was in the first timer category and I was also in the masters over 35. So you kind of, I'd literally just turned 35 and my show was like 2 days later. So I kind of just made the cusp. So I kind of had those two things were on my side basically. But even still, like I did put in the effort. I'd obviously stuck to diet, stuck to training plan, and you know, and I'd made it to stage. So that was my first season. And then I started prep again in January, looking to do some PCA bikini shows in May, I think it was, similar to Keely, like what Keely was saying as well. But then obviously Fit Model came about and our coaches said similar things to me, like obviously Fit Model's there. And obviously because I was a natural athlete, still am natural, they said you're going to be up against some of the girls who are assisted, obviously, and you're going to be at disadvantage. And you know, like, and just weigh up what you want to do. Like, do you want to do fit model? Do you want to do bikini? Obviously, you can still do bikini, but that will require a lot of muscle and like years and years of training. Whereas fit model, because I was still sort of entry level, because I've obviously only just competed like a few months prior, they said maybe that will be your better shot. Like, you might get a better chance. And I trusted in them. And to be fair, I'm so happy with my decision because, like Keely said, you look at some of these girls, natural, like assisted or natural, and they are all just like they look amazing, like they're actual goals. And I know deep down, even though I'd love to think I could look like them, like and have gone on stage and look like them, I know deep down I wouldn't, and I would have just let myself down and come away not placing. So I'm glad I went down the fit model route. obviously I was really gutted because I'd like planned to have like a nice sparkly bikini, like I'd bought my green bikini, you know, like just little things like that where you just kind of have in your mind you want to do bikini. And then but to be honest, the fit model suits are equally as beautiful and they all have a shimmer and you know, and we all looked amazing on stage anyway. So
Absolutely.
yeah. And I can always save my green bikini for the future. Who knows?
Yeah,
So
because also like fit model, I think like Tuberose NPC, like their fit model is the same as bikini in some of the smaller federations. I know obviously the posing is different, but actually the look at fit model, like IFBB, is the same as like UKUP bikini, Fitex bikini. Probably WFF bikini as well. Like it's the same look. So, okay, with bikini, with like IFBB, it is a lot more muscle. And like you said, if you're natural and you're going against the sister girls, like, yeah, you can do the natural shows. But it is like they do hold a lot more muscle. So it is harder. But if you were doing a season, you didn't just want to do IFBB, you could do a mix of fit model and bikini, just do like UKUP and stuff, if that makes sense. You always do that on my sparkly bikini.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's just such a shame because I had it in like literally it was like next to my bed every night and I was like, oh, this is my bikini. I'm very sad. But it was on my bedside table. I was like,
Yeah.
oh, this is so beautiful. And then when I switched over to Fit Model, I was like, oh no. And then my green, I ordered another green bikini because I think my heart was just set on green.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, do you know what? It's actually not that bad. And when you wear it, when your hair's all done and everything, like it's just it looks just as stunning. So
I think they look really nice, and I think a lot of people are like, oh, you don't have the sparkle on it. No, you don't, but I actually think it gives you have to think a lot more about the styling with it because you don't have the sparkle, so your eyes are not taken by that. Like your physique has to do the talking, and then you really have to style it well with the like the right hair, the right makeup, the right jewelry, things like that. So I think it's just as fun, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's the bum bit that's the worst bit, like the coverage on the bum.
Yeah, do you want less coverage?
Yeah, I want to rock out with a thong, but you know, it's 50%.
Want to get your ass down.
Because that was my goal, to stand up in front, like to have the confidence to be able to stand on a stage in front of people in a bikini. I'm not saying it's not a bikini, but like, yeah.
You
I don't,
wouldn't have a
it's
bum on
not,
show.
I'm not covered up, but, and you, like you say, you never know. I might be able to do it one day. No, I
Although
will be able.
saying that, the bum coverage for Fit Model, it's meant to be 50%, but in some of the shows, some of the girls are literally wearing like bikini thongs in a Fit Model lineup. And if you just look at some of the back poses, there's like so many varying like levels of coverage in the knicker. And you kind of think, is this allowed? Is this like, it's crazy how one person can come up with 50% and the other
Yeah.
person's literally in a thong. And that probably gives the illusion of better glutes. Well, I don't know. It does, doesn't it? So, yeah.
Yeah. Because do you know that was my feedback for my 2021 season. Part of that was I wasn't on like 50% coverage, but I would say it was maybe 20%. And Lisa Gelsey was judging me and she said to me, like, you've got really good glutes, but you're cutting them in your bikini bottoms because the way they sat was like covering part of my glute. She's like, you need one that like goes up and shows the shape of the glute. And like when I look back at the pictures, like, I can see what she's saying. And then if you compared them to like my bikini that I had last year, that did go up the bum a lot more, you can see like my glutes just look rounder,
Yeah.
like because of it.
It's mad how it does that.
Yeah, and it just gives the illusion of like more glutes as well, I think.
Yeah.
But they did say that they were gonna take people off stage if they didn't have enough coverage.
You see the Pro Card winners in Alicante, they're all pretty much bikinis.
Yeah, I know America they did, but America's they're a lot more strict in America, aren't they?
Yeah, that
Yeah.
was like a. I've listened to podcasts from America and they've said that that's a non-negotiable of a fit model. You have to have the right bottoms and a, what was the other thing? I can't remember what the other thing was, but. Otherwise, you're not actually going on the stage, but they're not doing that really in Europe, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, I don't know. So obviously you both went to Alicante then. How
Yes.
do you find that experience compared to the UK?
Go on, Shang, you can
Shall I
go.
go? I loved it, to be honest. As in, I thought there was such a vibe. It was amazing to be surrounded by people from different countries. Like, people came from all over the world. Like, we ended up talking to Charlie, who got her pro card the show after us, but she'd come all the way from Australia. There's people from like Germany, America, like just loads of different countries. You know, everyone had kind of gathered to be at the show, and it was so nice just to be able to talk to people, kind of hear about their journey. Even just the venue, like the venue itself was amazing. I mean, it was so daunting when we were queuing up for registration. I was like, sorry, what? We're going to be there on that stage, that massive stage in front of all these people, and they're all going to be watching us. And it was like, ah, what's happening? But it was just, honestly, it was probably like one of the most best experiences of my life, like being in Alicante on that stage and just being at that show. And obviously, I got to share with Keely, which was amazing. Like, we kind of held each other's hands and we were with each other the whole time. And I don't think I could have done it without her. So, yeah, thank you, Keely. But
I
yeah.
definitely couldn't have done it without you.
What about like the whole, did you find it different in terms of like the backstage area, the tanning, like all of that? Was that different as well, or was that pretty much the same?
I didn't like the tanning, I've got to admit.
What was the tanning like?
They tan you in the same day. You don't go the night before. The whole tanning experience for bodybuilding anyway is just mind blown, isn't it? Yeah, like I'd met Shang, spoke to her for like maybe a week, met her for an hour, and I've seen her butt naked. Like, what? You know what I mean? But yeah, and I didn't really like the tanning experience over there. I much prefer it here.
Just because it was, did they do like a base and a top coat? Did they just do one layer?
You pay one, two, or three. So
Yeah.
if you pay for two, you just stand there for longer, I think, in my opinion. I don't think they did two layers, but you paid for one, didn't you,
I
Shang?
just paid for one where I was a bit, because obviously I'm darker naturally, so I thought I can kind of try and get away with one coat, but it was literally, yeah, just one coat quick and that was it. But then the girls, like you said, Keely, the ones who'd had two coats, I think they were just in there a bit longer, so they had the one coat, let it dry and then just go again. But yeah, it was a weird setup how it was just all done just before the show. And the other thing, actually, the show was quite late, wasn't it? I can't remember what time we ended up on stage, but the whole show didn't start till, did it not start till the afternoon, or was it just our part was late? I can't remember, but
No, yeah, it was just us that was
yeah.
it. I don't think we went on till like 8 o'clock at night.
It was late. It was really late.
It might just be that it was busy though, and they'd have all the men in the morning and then
They
all
didn't
the.
even have like it was they did it was over 2 days, obviously, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was over 2 days. So they'd split the shows. Yeah, I don't know why we were so late, but we were later than planned. Like, I'm sure we were meant to be on at like 4 or something like that. So, and we ended up being on at like 8. And that's obviously an extra 4 hours of kind of waiting around, being backstage, and it's not the show's fault at all. Like, it's obviously just it is what it is. But it was obviously when you've got your food, like you're kind of worried about, do I have more rice cakes? Do I not have more rice cakes? Am I going to look bloated? Do I have more water? Is that going to make me bloated? You know, there's that whole battle of like how much food and drink and salt and chicken and what do you do backstage? So that was a bit stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think, like, from a coaching perspective, like, I've had clients on stage at 8:30 at night, and I've had clients on stage earlier, and it's easier. Like, if you wake up and you're on the money, it's easier to hold them there because all you got to do is hold them, but it's easier to hold them if they're earlier on. Later back,
Yeah.
you've got to hold that look all day then, and like,
Yeah.
not let the physique tire. However, you know, if you have someone wake up and they are off for whatever reason and it's later on, you're kind of like, cool, I've got a little bit of time to pull it back. But
Yeah.
sometimes out of 10, they're waking up on the money. So it's holding it.
Yeah.
It isn't hard, but it is when it's that long, they're getting hungry, they're getting frustrated, and it's the stress sometimes.
That's 100%. It's the stress thinking you've got your hair done, your makeup done, like you just want to do it. It's excitement, isn't it, as well, I think.
And like, I honestly think like stress ruins the physique on show day more than anything else. Like I've seen, I've had girls that they can look like perfect 2 days out and been so stressed, they've just gone really worried. And there's nothing you can do at that point because it's just stress. So the least stress that possible, I think. Cool. So what do you think? Well, if we're talking about like the fit model criteria, obviously we spoke a little bit, I think, before we hit record, that the fit model criteria in Europe is maybe looking a little bit leaner than what it is in America. Like, what did you think from going over to Alicante, like what they were going for?
Jacked.
Yeah.
The girl who won the one of the Pro Card winners in what was she, Class A?
Which is class A, yeah, the class A, yeah.
Yeah, she had insane amount of muscle, like
Her legs were like wellness, like her glutes
yeah.
and legs. She looked like a wellness girl. Like she had so much muscle. Yeah, just loads of muscle. So, and I feel like the rest of the Pro Card winners had a lot of muscle as well, wasn't it? So they were just looking for muscle. I think that show they were definitely looking for bigger, more muscular girl. Not bigger, sorry, just big muscles.
I think the one that won the overall though, the girl who won it all,
Who's I
who
can't
was in Jackie's
remember.
class,
Yeah. Oh yes, sorry, yeah.
she was quite, I thought she was a lot softer than the other two
Yeah, no, you're right.
Pro Card winners.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because it's three obviously in Alicante, wasn't it, that win in
Yeah. But this is the thing though, like you go into one show, they want something. You go into another show, they want something completely different. And I think where fit model is just so new, no one knows what they want. Like our coaches can only do what they think fit model is, and they can send you to one show and then you'll win it, or you'll win an overall, then you'll go to another show and then the judge will want something completely different. And it's just it's such a hard category, I feel. Like people think, oh, fit model is just a DOS, you can just wake up, just diet for a bit or go to gym for a few
Yeah.
days and just win a show, but you really can't, because you need either like the muscle, you need the conditioning, and you just, yeah, it's a really tricky class, I think.
Yeah, like I was speaking to one of my friends, and she does like women's bodybuilding, like she's jacked. And she was like, honestly, she said bikini is so difficult, because she said, and I do think fit model is the same, like fit model and bikini are very similar in the fact that what they want just changes so much show to show. She's like, in figure, like women's physique, women's bodybuilding, it's pretty similar. Like you know what they want, you know who's gonna win. But she was like, bikini, and it's just ridiculous. It's so difficult to predict what they want. And I think as well, there's a big disparity in the UK, and I think you two probably potentially agree with me here, is what they want in the regional is so different to what they want in a pro qualifier. And I think you'll notice it in the pro qualifier this weekend. I think it will be different again, potentially, depending on what judges they've got.
Yeah. I
But
think they've got, I did see they put the judges on.
yeah.
I don't know
You know who's judging or not?
I don't know the name. I've never seen that. Well, you guys probably have, but
I've not seen the post, so I don't know. But yeah, it's definitely different. Like who's on the judging panel? What?
one, sorry. We've only had one two bros pro qualifier over here this year, haven't
Yeah, it would have been the Bermuda. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think there's normally two or three a year.
Yeah, there's two open, isn't there? And then one natural. I think natural's next
Is it the
weekend.
British finals? No, because it
Oh
was
yeah, and the British finals, yeah.
yeah, because what was this one? The one bro pro.
Yeah, the TBJ trained by JP. But it's one bro. They've got a men's physique pro shows, haven't they?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I'm actually blocked from their things. I can't see anything.
Oh,
No,
why? What
because
did you do?
years ago I just said that a certain behaviour that they presented was really inappropriate, and they blocked me.
You
And
acted them.
yeah, I don't know if that's how I would go about business, but they blocked loads of people. Like, a few years ago, a lot of stuff kicked off, and people were saying, look, this is unacceptable. And certain things that they were saying to people and potentially doing to people as well were not right. And then if you said nothing, they just blocked
Oh, God.
Yeah. I just find it frustrating because I'm like, well, I don't know what any shows are now.
No.
Making it harder for me to compete with you. Like, if I'm like, I'm only going to do it if I'm doing a pro qualifier.
Yeah.
You're just making it really difficult because I've got to go on the website now. But okay, well, don't know what you think I was going to do, but yeah, never mind. It is a bit frustrating sometimes. So when my coach, he'll send me things. He'll put stuff in the group chat, and he'll be like, "Oh, just see, like when football will come up, it's oh, let's put this in the group chat." All right, can't see it. Can you screenshot, please? Find
Oh
it funny. I mean, it's been 4 years now, and I'm still blocked.
no. 4 years. Blimey.
Competed with them last year, so you'd have thought they kind of would get over it.
Yeah.
But no.
That's a grudge, that.
I know.
Yeah.
He spoke to me and everything was really nice. Sorted out my had some issues with my membership. Sorted all that out for me, and then yeah, still didn't unblock me. I thought, well, fair enough.
Well.
Might be doing your show, so now, never mind. But yeah, I can't remember where we were going for that. Your that's one bro pro. You're still going. Is that going to be your last show this year then?
Potentially, yeah. I have booked in for the Naturals Regional at the end of September.
Oh,
That
okay.
was booked in previous to do Bikini.
Yeah.
But I've got, like, you know, when you've got things planned. I mean, I could do it. I could do things whilst being in prep.
Yeah, for sure.
Doesn't bother me, but in a way, I sort of want to. I want to have a break, I think. I haven't been in prep long, and I'm a hoax, aren't I, Shang? Like,
You're not a hoax. You just have a fast metabolism, which is the
still.
opposite problem to me. But yeah. Yeah.
I haven't suffered, and not that you should necessarily suffer in prep, but I
Yeah.
feel like I haven't had, like, for instance, what Shang's had, where she's so depleted. So I'm sat here thinking, oh, I need to just stop in prep when I haven't even had it that bad. But it would just be nice to, like, think, okay, I've got time to grow now. I think it definitely depends on the feedback I get on Saturday as well.
Yeah, for sure. But I think if you're perhaps well managed, like you shouldn't necessarily be suffering too much. Like, especially like fit model. Like I say like the last 2 weeks, but I don't actually mean the last 2 weeks, because I think like peak week you're not really digging. 2 weeks out, like I tend to pull people back then. But those kind of 2, 3 weeks before then, they are gonna be a bit shit. And you are gonna be quote suffering a little bit. But I don't think you should be necessarily like feeling like death every single day, like that. I'm kind of like, maybe that's not right if we're feeling like that. So yeah,
Yeah.
I wouldn't ever think like, oh, I'm not suffering, so like I'm not working hard enough or like whatever, because I just don't think that's the case. That I don't feel like I really suffered my last prep, and I did, like my food was really low, my cardio was high, but I never felt like I like suffered as such.
Yeah,
Like,
maybe that was the
no.
wrong word. Yeah.
I don't think it is, because actually a lot of people do use that word, and like they say like, oh, I'm really suffering, and people are. But yeah, I don't felt like I did. Like I had the odd day where I felt like absolute shit,
Yeah.
but I was actually like, I was okay in general.
Yeah. I have to admit, though, my bikini prep versus fit model prep, I've like suffered less during fit model, I think. Like, I felt like I've got more carbs, less cardio. And so it was manageable. But I think the reason why I had to stop, and I think we touched on this before we hit record now, is just because I was on prep for so long. Basically, since June last year, I've been on some sort of prep, and I've had 1 1.5 months off, maybe, I think, over Christmas and New Year. And I think for me, I just wanted a bit more, well, a bit less restriction, I think. I just wanted to kind of have my off plans back, because my off plans got dropped quite early on in the process. And that's no one's fault. It's just my metabolism is so slow that that was the only way the coaches could kind of see results. So I just felt like I just wanted a burger, you know, like I just wanted, or like just have a bit of I don't
Bagel.
know, yeah, a bagel. Yeah, I just love bagels. I'm the bagel queen. So I just needed like, yeah, just not that my plan didn't allow me to have normal food, but I just wanted the freedom to say if I wanted to go out for a barbecue on the weekend, I could just enjoy myself and have that barbecue. And I know the diet is part of the sport. Like I know half the bodybuilding sport is the workout and then half is the dieting. But I think I just needed a bit of a break from it all. And I'm definitely a lot happier now. So that's not that I was, I mean, like, oh, this sounds so negative. Like, I love the bodybuilding. You know, when you're in it, you love it. But I think for me personally, I just needed a bit of a break and I'm loving it. And I love feeling stronger and I'm putting that extra food to good use. So hopefully when I'm back next time, I'll be jacked like these other girls.
But you know what? I think it's so important to take that time off. And like you said, it's not necessarily about like the food. Because I would say, like, especially like years ago, I was really food focused and I really struggled with it. I would say now, like, I'm not really that food focused. But for me, it's not like if you said to me now, like, oh, you need to go on a prep. Now, it wouldn't be like the kind of like a lack of food. It would just be the lack of freedom that sometimes you want in terms of like just going out for the day and not having to think like, oh, I need to pack this and this, because that's actually really mentally draining. Thinking every time you leave your house, you need to take your rucksack with you with all your meals in. Do you know what I mean? Whereas like when you're not on prep, you don't need to think about that. And like if you are out, you can be like, oh yeah, like I'll just stay out a bit. You know, you've gone around to a friend's house and they're like, oh, do you want to pop into town and do some shopping? You can be like, yeah, sure. No, it's little things like that, like just having the freedom, and I think it's so healthy. And like, I'm a massive advocate of like off seasons, like long off seasons. Like, I don't compete year upon year. Clients, it's very rare they'll compete year upon year because I think you need it like mentally just as much as you do physically. And like I said, it's not just about the food; it's about that freedom. Like, you've got two young boys as well, haven't you? So they probably take up the time, and it's
Well,
probably
this,
easier now.
yeah, that's the thing. And also, it was just the guilt. Like, I'd say to Keely, like, my kids, you know, like you get those Haribo packs, and they'd always get the heart sweets, and they'd give it to me, and they'd be like, "Oh, here, Mama, here's a heart sweet for you." And during prep, I'd kind of take it and not eat it, and they'd be like, "Mama, just have it. It's a sweet." And I'd be like, "I'm just saving it for later." Whereas, and that just made me feel so guilty because it was like, and it is all it is like a tiny sweet, but when you're on prep, every calorie matters, and obviously that's just pure sugar, and I don't really want to be eating pure sugar on prep. Whereas now that I'm kind of in off season, I can afford to have like that extra like Haribo, you know, the extra 10
Yeah.
calories or whatever it is. And it's just so nice just to be able to do things like that with them. I know it sounds so silly, it's just like a tiny Haribo heart, but you know, it's just small things like that that just, you
Shang.
know, just when you're in prep, you just can't do it. And it's just having that freedom, like you said, just yeah, just to be able to eat a Haribo.
Like, it is something that's so silly, but it always means so much from them. Do you know what
Exactly.
I mean? Like, if you can eat it or not, like, it's the fact that it was their thing. And like with children, obviously, we spend so much time teaching them to share. We do. It's like so special.
I know, exactly. But the one good thing prep has done for my kids and has taught them is taught them about different food groups. Like, because obviously they're so used to seeing me eating like chicken and kind of like good proteins. And so now they'll actually be like, "Oh, mama, this is my protein on my plate." And then Cody, my eldest, the other day was like, "Mama, can I have some more protein?" And I was like, "Oh my God, what am I doing? Like, this child wants protein." Like, it's crazy. But to be honest, being on prep whilst being a mum, you are setting good examples as well. Because obviously you're eating healthy, you're trying to get cardio, like you're walking, you take loads of steps, you go to the gym. And so there's all these things that they kind of subconsciously pick up. And like now my kids, like they don't want to take the car to school. They just want to walk. And it's obviously it's just like the fact that, I don't know, prep's had such a good kind of impression on them, and they want to kind of mirror my actions is actually really nice. So yeah.
And like, I obviously didn't have like kids myself, but from working with a lot of mums, you do. I think if you approach it the right way, I think people worry about like being a mum and being on prep, like, oh, my kids are going to suddenly turn into restrictive eating. Like, I don't, if you approach it the right way, I don't think they do. And I think if you teach it as like, one of my girls, she's got two young girls, And they will put her medals on and they'll be like, I want to be strong like mummy.
Yeah.
They'll go into the gym because she's got like her own PT studio and they'll do like little exercises. They do their exercises. And you think, like, just getting them in that environment from such a young age, like at that age, they're not really doing anything in terms of exercise. I don't really know what they're doing.
Exactly.
But it's the fact that that is already their playground. So if
Yeah.
they grow up and they are then 13, 14, 15, they're already in that space. They're already thinking about food and like it having, like you said, that nutritional value and not just like, oh, mom, can we go to McDonald's?
Yeah.
I do think like if you approach it the right way and educate your children and just say, instead of saying like, oh, mom can't have that, then they'll be like, well, why?
Yeah.
Approach it the right way. I think children learn, and I think especially now, like PE and like that education's not being taught as much in schools. We've got to teach it at home.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
So I think that's really like powerful and positive message to give them. Keely, you do shift work as well, don't you? Can you
Yeah.
talk, can you say what your job is or no? Can
Oh. Huh?
you say what your job is or no?
I could.
Well, should we just say you do shift work?
Yeah, I do. Well,
Yeah, just say you do shift.
oh, yeah, I do shift work with dogs.
Spy, you're a spy.
It's nothing exciting, everyone, honestly. But yeah, I do shift work, yeah.
And how, like, did you find that kind of affected your prep?
The night shifts are the worst.
Yeah.
In the day, early's late, like that's fine. But nights, we do seven on, seven off. But you usually don't have seven off. You'll usually get called in for like overtime.
Yeah.
Have to do it, but I'm a sucker for a bit of extra work. So yeah, it's the nights because they're long, your body messes up. It's like changing what times you eat, trying to make sure you're training. Steps and stuff is not obviously a problem, but waking up after I'll get like 4 hours sleep in the day because
Yeah.
you just can't sleep longer than that. It's not, my body won't let me.
Yeah.
I push myself to it, but I can't. And then trying to then push hard in the gym, it is a slog, but
So how do you set yourself up if you're doing nights then?
what do you mean, like?
So if you're doing nights, like what does a day look like? Because I know like with clients that have done nights, they always find that's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Setting themselves up for that day. Like how does your shift, like your day look if you're doing night shift? Like when do you train? When do you take dog for a walk? When do you eat? Like how do you do it
Oh, I
all?
don't walk the dogs because they're working all night.
Oh, okay. They don't need to go out then.
Yeah, I don't need to do that. So literally on a Monday, you'll start on a Monday. On a Monday I'll train, but I
Yeah.
won't sleep. I'll just sleep Sunday night like and get up normal time Monday, which is normally like six, and then I won't sleep for like that whole 24-hour period, really. I might get like a nap in the night, but no one knows that. So obviously train on the Monday, get ready because we start work at like 5:30.
Yeah.
So, and it takes me nearly like 45 minutes to get to work if of an evening because of at that time because it's like rush hour traffic and stuff. And then obviously I'm there till I get relieved in the morning, which is like 5:30, six. So then I'll get home, literally sleep, and then I won't be able to sleep past like 12 max. And then I only train four times a week anyway, so I'm quite lucky in that respect.
Yeah.
So then I'll get up, sort the dogs out, as in feed them, all that. And then I'll go train, and then I'm back to work, getting ready for work at what, 3:30, 4?
Yeah.
And it's just Groundhog Day
Yeah,
for
exactly.
7 days, nights.
How, like, just that, this is really random, but like, how do your dogs find it? Do they like get a bit upset because they're out of routine?
Yeah, they're exhausted after.
Yeah.
It gets to like Friday, and they look at me like, "Are you serious? Like, why are you in your uniform? Why are we going?" I'm
It's
like,
like dogs are
come
very like
on.
routine animals, aren't they? They don't like it if they're
Yeah.
routine. Like Bertie will wake me up at 6 o'clock every morning. He sleeps on my bed, he gets out from underneath and just comes over and like just puts his nose by my face. He's like, I believe it's morning. And then he needs to go up, like his routine then is like he wants to go into the kitchen to sleep on his bed in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Very exciting routine for him in the morning, but it's what he likes.
They are creatures of habit, aren't they? They
Yeah. So I guess yours must, when you're changing your routine so much, like us, we can mentally have like, this is my routine for this day, this is my routine for this day, but dogs don't necessarily get that, do they?
No. That's why they get a McDonald's breakfast on the following Monday.
Love it. But he likes sweets. He's like, if I eat sweets, he's like, I'll have some of them.
Really?
He loves them. But I don't like green Haribos. So if I get Haribo, he gets all the green ones.
Green?
That's one for you, mate.
What, any green?
No, I think they taste a bit like fairy liquid.
I can see that actually, yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't care. He eats shit, so I think he's fine with green Haribo. Let's kind of go into then, Shang, your chocolate business, if we're talking about sweets. Obviously, do not feed chocolate to dogs. That's not what we're saying here.
No. Yeah, no, so my chocolate business, it kind of so ever since I was like 16, I've just loved baking. I'm a bit of an old woman at heart. I just love baking, love making things, like feeding my family, all this stuff. And when we went to Alicante, obviously the Dubai style chocolate bars are like they've gone viral, they're everywhere. And I thought, okay, before this show, I'm gonna make my own bar and take it to Spain with me. And so I made this bar, got all the ingredients like the tahini, the canafe, all that stuff, put it all together, made my chocolate bar. And that was my first post-show treat after Alicante. And there was a video that Keely's sister-in-law actually filmed, and it's me basically just cracking open this bar, eating it, and literally just falling in love with this bar. And it kind of, well, it didn't go viral, but for my standards, it kind of went viral. And so many of my friends and family, and especially Keely was like one of my big supporters. She was like, you should like think about doing this as a business, because like so many people would want to buy it. Obviously, there's a big gap in the market. Well, not big gap in the market, but there is a gap in the market for post-show treats, and like the Dubai chocolate has obviously gone viral. If you can make it, you might as well make that into some sort of business. So then I set up Bodybuilder Who Bakes. So that's the name of my chocolate business. I wish I had a bar of chocolate here to be like, this is my chocolate bar, but basically they're thick chocolate
I've
bars.
got one in the fridge.
Yeah, actually you've got some in the fridge, haven't you? So,
Get it out.
Yeah, if you want, if you've got
Yeah,
it.
you keep
Yeah.
talking. I
I'll
need
keep
to pee as
talking. Yeah, cool.
well.
Okay. but yeah, so I basically came up with like eight different flavors. They're all kind of just thick stuffed chocolate bars. The whole idea is for like your first post-show treat. You can have it as a big, like, bit of an indulgent treat. But obviously, chocolate is for everyone. So, you know, you can get, I'm making some for my kids' school teachers as like a end of term present. And yeah, so I'm in the process of setting up a website, but my Instagram is Bodybuilder Who Bakes. So if anyone wants to follow along, please follow along and please buy a bar because they're delicious. I can't remember what I was gonna say then. So I think actually there is a gap because a lot of the post-show treats are things like cookies and like the, you know, the loaded cookies, like the cookie dealer do, the cookie box, the
Yeah.
slabs. And I don't know, I think post-show maybe I like it, but I actually think they're too sweet. Like I find them, I'm like, oh no, that's too much for me. But I like
Yeah.
chocolate, honestly.
Exactly. And the good thing with chocolate, obviously, you don't need to eat the whole thing. You can just like break it up, have like a square, save the rest for later, share it around. So that's kind of, yeah, where I'm going with
Nice. That's really
it.
exciting. What flavors have you got at the moment then?
Yes. So I've got a Dubai Prosecco one. I've got a s'mores one, which is the most popular flavor at the moment. So obviously marshmallows and chocolate biscuits, that kind of thing. And then there's a peanut butter pretzel one, which is my personal favorite, which is, well, I mean, it's quite self-explanatory. Peanut butter, pretzels, a bit of salt, delicious. Then there's the cookie dough one, there's an Oreo one, and there's a Biscoff one. And if I missed anything out, don't know. But they've also got quite cool kind of bodybuilding-y style names. So like the pistachio one's called Pump Pistachio, the Biscoff one's called Buff Biscoff. The salted caramel one's called salted caramel on steroids. So, there's kind of like, there's quite a, I don't know, there's like a bodybuilding kind of connotation attached to them. So I thought that was my nicest twist on the name. Yes.
It's, I think it's cool when people go and like they just do something in the industry that
Yeah.
works.
And it's so different to my day job. And it's just always been a passion of mine. And I know everyone's like, how are you fitting this in on top of like your kids, your career, your gymming, everything else? But I just think if you just, I mean, everyone's got this, the Molly May quote, like everyone's got the same 24 hours, it's what you do with it, blah, blah, blah. But I just think if you genuinely love something, you'll put the time and effort into doing it. And, it is hard at first. Obviously, like setting everything up is, you probably know this from setting up your own business. Like there's so many things that you don't even know you have to do, like insurance, like when you send, like just all these like extra things that just take up time and
I'll
money.
send you if you weren't the guy that did my website for me.
Oh yeah, that would be handy
He did
actually,
all
because
my website and logo because, like I was saying, I'm not that computer literate.
yeah,
I
me
paid for
neither.
that. Yeah, I paid for that.
If you could send me those details, that would be very handy actually,
Yeah,
because
he's really
yeah.
good actually, to be fair. So yeah, he's done all mine for me. Keely,
Okay.
you're going to show if you're watching. Sorry, if you're listening on Spotify. I guess just head over to Shang's page and have a look on there. But if you're watching on YouTube, go on, Keely, get it out.
This is it wrapped. So this is mine for after my show on Saturday. So obviously I haven't opened it. So you can't see this one, but she did one for Emma, and Emma has opened hers. I need to actually do the reveal video for you, Shang. I filmed
Ah,
it.
thank you.
And you, what did you do? Her hazelnut praline.
Hazelnut praline, yeah.
How thick these bad boys are.
Jesus Christ.
Obviously, Emma
They
has
are big
it.
slabs. Someone just broken it in half.
Yeah, and Eaton, I think she's it. So she's obviously in that.
The middle bit, because they are very rich, to be honest. So this is saying.
Yeah, but you did a taste test, didn't you? I mean, you said it's unreal.
Yay. I am
Thank
a
you.
bit disturbed that Emma's broken it in half and then eaten the middle bit. It's
Oh, I told her to break it. Yeah, she's not very visually. You
She's
know.
like one of those people, like you know, a four finger Kit Kat, and you're meant to break the fingers off.
Oh
It's
my God, you just
like the Kit Kat.
yeah. She'd eat it in half. And in fact, she does, she eats Kit Kat Chunkies instead for that reason. I think.
What? Because she makes everyone else around her feel uncomfortable.
Mine's actually a special bar, isn't it, Shang?
Yours is a special one,
Mine's
yes.
got three ingredients.
Oh,
Three flavors.
Three flavors, that's it.
Three ingredients.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yay. Nice. So, what's next for you both then in terms of like competing and stuff? What are your next goals?
So I think for me, I mean, I'm obviously in off season at the moment. So I just want to kind of put on as much muscle as I can. Like I want to keep gymming. I love the whole ticking the boxes, getting your cardio done, doing your gym workout steps, all that sort of stuff. So I guess my main focus is just getting bigger, getting my food up as high as I can, obviously. So I'm in the reverse stage at the moment, trying to take that seriously. Because last year, when I kind of came off prep, I just went crazy and ate everything and anything under the sun and then regretted it. So,
Season.
well, that's the thing.
Does.
Yeah, I think, and then we all learn from it. And the good thing is, we do learn from it. So I've really been taking it seriously. And like, but Neil, so I'm with Overload, and Neil's obviously given me a plan. It's kind of manageable, it's realistic, and he's kind of increasing the food in small increments each week. And that's been going well so far. So yeah, so for me, main goal is just get more muscle and eat more food. Simple.
That
Yeah.
goal
And to make the business go
and
well.
to make my business go bigger. Yeah, exactly. That's going to be a big focus for me at the moment as well. Yeah.
Nice. And what about you, Keely? Obviously, you're this weekend. That's exciting.
Yeah. Sorry, my bloody dog.
It's
Sorry.
fine. We love your
Are they
dog.
bloody? Are you allowed to swear? Yeah, you said you can swear.
Like, I couldn't do a podcast where you didn't swear.
No?
No, I swear too much.
Think you swore once. Have you?
No, I've definitely sworn.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what I've said, but I've 100% sworn.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So yeah, Saturday. pro qualifier in Bradford,
Oh.
of all places. Not that like shout out to anyone that is from Bradford. That I don't mean that horribly, but yeah, that sounds so bad. Maybe cut that out.
What? Shout out to Bradford. I was going to say, I don't think that's far from me, but actually, I am teaching at Alpha this weekend, so I wouldn't be able to come anyway.
Yeah.
Excited.
What I meant was from Alicante to Bradford. That's what I meant. Was my point. Anyway,
Dig yourself a hole here, Keely.
yeah, I know.
Stop
I'm
talking
getting
about
out of the
Bradford.
box.
Basically, it's from Bradford. Keely thinks it's a shithole.
Get a good curry after, though. Right, away. Sorry, my dog just wants to climb all over me. He loves his mum. Yeah, so I'm going to see what happens this weekend and then I'll probably decide what's next, but I have literally fallen in love with this sport, so I'm never gonna like. I'm gonna continue it. I did think when I first started, I was like, literally get on the stage once, and then go back to my Peloton, but that's probably not gonna happen.
No. Are you using your Peloton again though now?
Yeah, I get 20 minutes a day.
That's
Well, I don't this week, but I have been.
right. I know when we spoke before, you were like, oh, like, do I get rid of it? And I was like, well, just keep it because you'll probably need it like at some point in prep.
Yeah, I mean, I'd always keep my tread because steps, isn't it? When it's
Yeah.
pouring rain, there's no way I'm going outside to do. Obviously, I take the dogs out, but if I need to get, say, 5,000 in, and even like a lot of my cardio I've changed because my legs were fatiguing on the bike.
Yeah.
I just did hikes instead.
Yeah.
I can do that.
To be
It's
fair, I
really
try and get as much outside as I can when I do steps because I think it's so important. Just get out, fresh air, breathe.
But I'm outside all the time with
Well,
my
you are.
dog.
Some
So
of
yeah. I
us.
be cooped up inside for a little bit.
You're saying like sometimes you get to look out the window. No, I was
Yeah,
going
I think
to
I'll go into. I would love what my when I first started this, I used to look at the figure girls and think, like, you know, when they do their dance, like little dance thing,
yeah, there is.
that is a bit of me.
Yeah.
So I would love to, but I'd need what, 5, 6 years.
I mean, potentially, yeah.
So never say never.
Well, it's just a
And
lot of
obviously, because my food's so high anyway. How much would I have to eat?
oh, you'd easily be one of these girls that's hitting like 4 or 5,000 calories a day.
I was on that because I did an off season when I first started with not an off season, but I did a growth phase.
Yeah.
And I was up to about 4.5.
Yeah.
It was hard.
It's because your steps are so high with work.
Yeah.
It's not like you can pull like the steps down to just be like, oh, like just do like, if I need to push food up and I was like, this is too much, I could be like, well, I'll just do like 8,000 steps a day. Dog's been walked, everything's fine. But you
Yeah.
can't do that. You have to do a stupid amount of steps a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard life, mate.
I
I think it's harder. I genuinely think off season when you're pushing food up really high is harder than prep.
Oh, yeah.
And I also
Definitely.
think where there's no set goal as well, because at least when you've got a show in prep, you know you've got like 10 weeks or something to hit that show. Whereas in off season, there's that you don't know when the end date is, so you can easily go off track. You can either, over binge or just trying to get the calories up is hard as well. And you're like, how long is this going to last? So it's kind of, people have said that the hardest part is the off season rather than on season. I've read a lot of blogs and listened to podcasts about that.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think for different reasons. I think because like body image obviously can play a part, like some
Yeah.
try to be leaner. But some people like for me, I don't have a good appetite. So I really, really struggle to get food in. And then I'm just like, I just don't eat because I haven't thought about it all day. And I'm like, shit, I've got loads of food to get in. Like that's where I struggle. That's why I have to have a coach in the off season because I can't do it. I just
Yeah.
can't like eat unless someone's like, Molly, have you eaten today? I'll be like, oh, no, I haven't. Oops. And
Yeah.
I wouldn't push my food up enough. So it is hard, I think.
That was on camera. Oh God.
Was it?
Yeah. That's, did you see that?
No, I missed it. What happened?
Yeah, my dog was trying to hump my other dog.
Oh no, I couldn't see that
Oh, right.
much.
That was what it was. Little.
Oh dear. Okay, if people are listening, we'll take it in turns this one. Everyone that's listening and watching, what is the one thing you want them to take away from today's podcast?
Oh,
That's a tricky question.
tricky. We should know you've listened to the podcast before I ask everyone.
I know. Follow your dreams.
James, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, like follow, like don't be scared to do something that scares you. Don't be scared to do something scared. Is that what I'm trying to say?
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. Like, because I never ever drew, like, this was something I never thought I would get into. And then I see one thing about it, and I was like, I could never do that. And then now I'm here.
Rule. Yeah. And I think there's so many people that I have conversations with people all the time. They're like, oh, I can never compete because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, just shut up and do it.
Yeah.
Literally, just do it. If you want to do it, just do it.
Exactly.
Cool. Shang, what are you?
I'd probably say just enjoy it, like enjoy every part of it and just, I don't know, just enjoy each day, enjoy ticking each box and just enjoy the whole process. Because I think sometimes people focus on, like, I don't know, the wrong thing. I don't know. Yeah, I'd just say just enjoy it. Like, it's hard at times, but you know, it just shows that you're a tough person for being able to do it. And you just, like you said, just do it. Just do it and enjoy it. So yeah, enjoy it. That's my thing. It's a bit rubbish, but yeah.
So say fuck it, enjoy it, do it, have fun.
Yeah,
That's it. Nice. Anything else you guys want to add or talk about?
not really. Just want to say thank you for having us on, really.
Yeah.
Like, it's been so much fun, and we love listening to your podcast, and hopefully all your listeners will love listening to us as well. So, yeah.
So they will. It's been really nice. It's nice to, I think it's nice to have people on that don't work in the fitness industry as well, because I think it's really relatable for people to see that you can do it as well. Because I think that's the other thing. They're like, oh, I don't work as an online coach, I can't be a bodybuilder. And you're like, yeah, you can.
I think it's like, I don't know what you think, Shang, but I think the fact that we're not in that industry makes it a little bit easier for us because our sole focus isn't on that. So we can kind of like switch off if we're, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and maybe in a way there's less pressure on us to
Yeah.
do as well, I was going to say, because if you're in the industry, people think, you know, you live, breathe, sleep, everything is fitness. Whereas for us, because we've got our jobs and this is kind of like a tag on, I guess, not a tag on, but you know, like it's, we're doing it because we want to. Whereas if like Molly, like you're live, like you are an online coach, so people have such high expectations for you to do well, to perform, to get all these placings. And if you don't, I don't know. I mean, obviously you will, but like if you don't, like, I don't know, that's just, yeah, I don't know how that would make you feel. Well, yeah, how does that make you feel actually? It must be a lot of
Yeah.
pressure, right? So.
Yeah, my last season obviously like just didn't go to plan at all. Like I went with like I wanted to win. I'll be like really honest. I wanted to win the overall in Jersey. I went like I was doing that. Like that's what was on my mind. And I wanted to do a pro qualifier. I wanted to place top three in a pro qualifier. Like that was my goals last year. And I came last in every show. And like it was shit because I'd like in my head then I'm like, no one's gonna want to work with me. Like everything's gonna, sorry, everything's gonna fall apart and my business is gonna fail. Like that's what goes through your head. It's not necessarily like I didn't place, like never mind. It's like things, you know, it's so much more than that because it's your livelihood. Like this is my job, this is my income, it's what pays the bills, and you just think like in your head, like everything rides on that. So I did feel a lot of pressure and I was very aware that there were certain people watching me and there were certain people watching me because they want to see me succeed. And there's certain people that are watching you because they don't want to see you succeed as well. And like you do, like I'm very good. Like I can read people. I know what people are about, you know, and like you become very aware of all of that. And I think at some points I became really hyper aware. And there was one point, like I think after the Two Bros show, I was just like, I'm not conditioned enough. I'm not gonna like, I think at that point we didn't quite know what was going on with me. But I was like, I'm not conditioned enough. And I went out that day and I did like 25,000 steps. Like I just wouldn't stop walking. I was just like, I need to get leaner. I need to, and like Vaughn and like my partner at the time were just both like, you need to calm down. Like you need to stop and like chill out. And like I couldn't because I was just like, I have to get leaner, I have to get leaner. And I was in so much pain from my hip and my shoulder and I just kept going because I'd, and it li literally was like driving me mad. And now I'm like, oh. But
It's
yeah.
the mental thing, I think, the most, isn't it? 100%.
Like it really affected me. And then I did Jersey and like the same thing happened. And I think I was really upset after that. And I didn't, again, I know part of it, like I can understand it a lot more now, as in that I was having these reactions to the gluten and the dairy, and that's why I just kept going really watery. But at the time I was just like, what am I doing that's not good enough? Like, what am I, like, you know, I'm ticking every box, like what, I need to be doing more. And I think I did, like you said, I just put so much pressure on myself and beat myself up a lot. And then the irony is, this year's been the best year by far business-wise. And then I had a friend of mine, she's competing this weekend, and she said to me, she was like, didn't place where I wanted to. She said, now, you know, I'm worried that the business is gonna fail. And I was like, it won't affect you. And like, and I'm glad now that I went through that, because I was like, actually, I don't need to put that pressure on myself.
No.
Like how I look and how I place isn't going to affect how I, like how my business is. You know, if
No.
I'm a good coach, it's fine. So yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, it does. It fucks you up.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'm a bit more honest about it than other people are, but yeah, it fucks you up.
You've come out and you're strong, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've definitely come out better the other side, I think. And I know
Yeah.
this time, like, hopefully, I'll be able to do it. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Have you thought about when you're next going to compete, or do you
I
know what
really,
your plans are?
yeah, I really want to go like the middle of next year. So kind of like this time next year, because if I've got clients competing, I kind of don't want to be competing around the same time, because last year it was quite hard just trying to get everything in. And like if they were on a show day, for example, and that show day was quite long, it was then trying to fit. I was literally just be pacing around the venue, like walking on the spot, trying to get steps in. I'd check them in, and then I'd like have to walk to the nearest Pure Gym, get my cardio in, shower there, get back. But you know, while they're in tan,
Yeah.
just like a lot. So I just don't want to do it like that again. So if I compete at the beginning of the year, like I have girls that compete the like sorry, if I compete middle of the year, I have girls that compete the beginning of the year. But although I'll be on prep, I won't be like too deep in prep.
Yeah.
No one's competing in the middle, and then if they're in the back end of prep, like I'll be off at that point. So that's kind of my plan. I want to do like a UKUP show and just like have fun. And I want to go abroad, and like that's kind of my goals. And just see if, obviously, now we kind of know what's wrong, if we can work around it and I can bring that condition like I used to be. Not, I don't know. Cross up which when I come to it.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah, it's
Have
hard.
to look at the step, not the staircase. Just remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard because I don't think I'll fit model. So I have to go into cleaning, really.
But you never know. Fit model might be
Yeah,
really
it's
popular
bikini.
that
Yeah, but
night.
yeah, at the moment, I think, I don't know. I was one of the bigger girls on stage, so I'm like, is that gonna work? I don't know. Whatever pro qualifier I won't be, so
Yeah.
hopefully we'd get bigger. Right, thank you everyone for listening. Keely and Shang, do you want to drop your Instagram for people that are listening, want to get in contact with you, ask you any questions?
I'm it's Keely Wheely on Insta.
Nice.
And I'm Brown Girl Does Fit Model on Insta.
Nice. And then obviously you've got your chocolate one as
And
well.
my chocolate one, yeah. So Bodybuilder Who Bakes is the chocolate one.
Nice. Thank
Go
you, guys.
buy some chocolate, guys.
Buy some chocolate.
Yes, please.
And yeah, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed, please like, share, subscribe, all of that fun stuff. Post a comment, whatever else you want to do. But yeah, and I'll see you all in the next one.